Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Election Day, Tuesday, August 4th, 2026 edition. Got a couple of text messages that we had music playing during my show on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and Simple Radio. The engineer is working on it, doing what he can right now, hopefully get things rebooted out there at the automation site. For now, you know to switch over to yourdefendingfathers.com website or the TuneIn app. Capital T, capital I, download the free one and search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. Text me and let me know when the show comes back on. Greatly appreciate that. Well, today is Election Day, and one of the primaries that we're watching very closely is Senate District 38. That's the western part of the UP. Well, it's on fire. There is a battle storm going on for replacing term-limited State Senator Ed McBroom. This is a political brawl between former State Representative Beau LeFevre, the Iron Mountain conservative, and his successor in the State House, Dave Preston, Republican from Cedar River. One source suggested jokes could be made about the bridges burned among Republicans in the 38th Senate District and the Mackinac Bridge. Things have unfolded into social media warfare and negative websites. The legislature's current delegation of UP legislators last October all united behind Dave Preston. The allegiance stung LeFevre, who viewed McBroom as a longtime friend. He also spent 3 years as State Representative Greg Markanen, Republican of Hancock's chief of staff. Well, as a result, Markanen, Senator McBroom, and Representative Preston publicly rescinded their support for U.S. Congressman Jack Bergman. When the congressman came out and endorsed LeFevre and invested personal political capital into his candidacy, a source in the UP referenced LeFevre and Bergman yard signs now standing together along the road and text and email blast displaying photos of them together, which nearly makes it feel like they're running for president and vice president. Some have actually seen Bergman knocking on doors around the UP for the first time since he got elected 10 years ago back in 2016. In the comment section of a video of him supporting Preston as a problem-solving leader, Markanen accused LeFevre of supporting big government, his only major employer. He claimed that LeFevre voted to increase government spending every opportunity he was given. His office received nearly $1 million in salary and other expenses from the state. Your tax dollars, said Mark Cannon. Also, a website was formed called the Bright Spark Circus, targeting Preston and owner Heather Lombardi of Bright Spark Strategies. Preston's campaign is paying the Lansing-based firm to provide advertising, website management, and mail distribution. The negative website paints Lombardi as a ringmaster of this imagined circus, calling Preston a former Chicago nightclub owner and convicted wife beater. And it shows McBroom as being the Lansing clown. Well, what is this based on? Back in 1994, Preston pleaded guilty to domestic battery against his then fiancée in the state of Illinois. The couple participated in 24 court-ordered therapy visits, and Preston told MERS last year he's never run from the incident, learning from it profoundly and becoming a different man today. Charges came officially back in 1994, but Preston finally admitted to it on December 8th of 2025, some 31 years ago. A similar website with a banner reading "The Real Dave Preston," which bashes Preston's support of the new funding structure designed by House Republican leaders and the governor to pay more for road projects and repairs. The package eliminated the state's sales tax on fuel and created a larger gas tax, which goes exclusively to the roads instead of public schools and payments to local government, and sets a new 25% wholesale tax on marijuana. As far as fundraising numbers, the numbers aren't too far different. For this 2026 Tuesday primary today, Preston, the volunteer paramedic and former Menominee County Commissioner, raised $88,781 and spent $110,882. Preston, also the lead sponsor on legislation that's sensitive subject to UPERS regarding electricity rates and job retention. This is his bill to preserve the area's reciprocating internal combustion engine generators, known as RICE generators, which could be dismantled early in their lifespan due to the state's newest renewable energy standards. As far as Lefebvre, who's targeting Preston for supporting tax breaks in 2024 to attract large-scale data centers, Lefebvre has raised $82,924 and has spent $58,651. Preston spending almost double. Furthermore, there's questions around whether Republicans in the UP will unite if Preston or Lefebvre wins. If Lefebvre wins, some suspect the legislature's UP delegation and other Preston supporters will get behind former Democrat State Representative Sarah Cambyses' independent run for the Senate seat, or that Lefebvre and Bergman will actually do the same if Preston wins. So the bottom line is, folks, this fight between the Republicans is so intense, they may actually vote for a former Democrat as an independent to replace that seat. Well, the only problem, this assumes that candidacy makes the ballot, which isn't a done deal just yet. The reason, they have until later this month, August, to turn in the signatures to even get on the ballot. So this is going to be a very, very interesting race to see and to follow. Now, another interesting race MERS News Service looked at was down in the 33rd State Senate District. Multiple political observers view the Republican primary to replace term-limited Senator Rick Outman, where there's a high-intensity battle between State Representative Gina Johnson and Katie DeBoyer, who is a Kent County commissioner. Well, one source told MERS News Service, I think it's maybe a little bit tighter race than we originally anticipated, describing how the race was first perceived as a likely win for Johnson, but with DeBoyer and her northern Kent County connections giving her actually a run for her money. Both ladies connect strongly with the district's conservative base of proud Christians. However, DeBoyer is able to connect a little deeper with parental right groups, touting her credentials as a 40-year-old homeschool co-op operator, a mother of a 12, 10, and 7-year-old. Johnson secured the endorsements from the outgoing Outman, as well as his son, State Representative Pat Outman, due to the confidence in her ability to navigate Lansing and secure dollars for the district. Very interesting race forming, tight primary election today. So we'll see who wins in this primary race, both the 38 up in the UP and the 33rd district downstate. Final segment of hour number one, short break. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Do you suffer from political insanity disorder, where you keep voting for the same people over and over again and expect a different outcome? The good news is there's a cure. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress in Michigan's 1st District. It's time to elect someone who cares about people, someone who is from the district. Washington is stagnant. It's time for change. Vote for me, Justin Michael, on August 4th. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I want to stress again the importance of people getting out to vote today in this absolutely pure Republican primary. Let me explain what I mean. The Democrats are fighting it out in the U.S. Senate. The establishment people are all behind in supporting Haley Stevens, the far-left progressive young people, people who listen to Bernie Sanders, AOC, are all behind Abdul El-Sayed. As a result, this is a party primary. You cannot cross over and switch back and forth between Republican and Democrat. If you're a Democrat and you're concerned about that Senate seat, you're going to stay home and have to vote for either Haley Stevens or Abdul El-Sayed. Voting for Benson is a complete waste of time because she's going to win in a landslide. The Senate race on the Democrat side, though, is very contentious. As a result, we have an opportunity today to have a pure Republican primary. No Democrats will be crossing over and voting for the weaker opponent on the Republican side. As a result, we have mostly all Republicans and some independents that potentially will be voting for our candidate for governor. U.S. Senate race, Rogers is unopposed. He's the only name on the ballot. The only other race happening really is the 1st Congressional District for Congress, Justin Michael running against Jack Bergman and a third party person, candidate, I should say, from downstate, who's just got into the race a few months ago. So if you're really wanting to have impact, your vote today is critically important to getting the right candidate elected for the Republicans for governor. This race is going to come down to turnout. Who picks up the phone, who makes the calls to get the vote out for Perry Johnson? Now, our daughter, Sherry, she is making phone calls to her friends and also even getting her own son and girlfriend to go out and vote today for Perry Johnson. This morning, she said she's reached out to six of her friends who weren't even aware that there was an election today. How is that possible? God only knows. but she reached out to him and said, please get out there and vote for Perry Johnson. We need to get this guy across the finish line. And this is something, folks, that you can do today, actually, on your phone or computer. If you go to the website 10xvotes.com, create an account, access the database, you can search for the 1.7 million Republicans that don't normally vote in midterm elections. Type in your friends' names. See if they show up on this list, on this database. If they do, you can claim them and then pick up the phone and call them. Today is primary election day. I need you to get out and vote for Perry Johnson. So absolutely see if you can get that done today. The polls are open until 8 o'clock tonight. We need to do everything we can to get out the vote. And if you have any questions about that website, all you have to do is text me, 231-360-5140. Just text me 10X, and I'll send you the link. You can access the database by creating an account and then type in names of people you know in your area, people you know downstate, because this is a statewide primary election today. Today is the day. So do what you can. Absolutely make some phone calls, send some text messages. People say, well, I'd like to know a little bit about him. Give him his website, perryjohnson.com. Ask them to look for a donate button. There isn't one. This is the only candidate that I can ever remember in doing this now for last 16 years that a statewide candidate running for governor has not had a donate button on his campaign website. Perry says, keep your money. I got this. I don't need you paying for my campaign. I'm going to pay for it myself. Well, that resource that he has will help us win in November. If he's at the top of the ticket, this will be a huge benefit to all the other Republican candidates. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse coming on in the next half hour. Short break, top of the hour news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Gun owners in Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing,